My name is Danny Dunlocker Santiago. I've always been a Republican. I've always followed politics, and I turned 18 the day before the election this year, so I was actually really excited to vote. I feel this is going to be a great turnaround because 8 years, our country has kind of declined, and I feel like Donald Trump will fix a lot of our issues with foreign policy and a lot of our tax issues.
Marsha Rose Joyner, lifelong Democrat and President Emeritus of the Dr. Martin Luther King Coalition. Well, it just shows that the process, the American democracy, sometimes doesn't go the way we want, but this is what it is. So we have nationwide protests. We have to speak up. We cannot let down. We have to be aggressive.
Aloha, my name is P. Amazinga. I'm African American, yes. You know, I think the times, they are changing, and I think that this president-elect deserves a chance. We're about opportunity. I think maybe Obama set the pace, and I think that we can pick up the baton and run with it for the next generation.
Clara Park. I think it's scary. I think it's something that none of us were really expecting. We just kind of assumed that Hillary Clinton would win. I think seeing Trump's election has really galvanized people into looking for new ways to get involved. We know that just voting and doing the same things that we've always done, that hasn't worked, and so we need to look for new ways to respond.
My name is William Traeger. It's been many years, but I was around when Nixon went through his ordeals, and nobody really liked him. And also, I remember Ronald Reagan when he came in, nobody really liked him either. So what I really think is most of America at this time, or at least a lot of Democrat people, are not used to dealing with a man who is his own person, and they are afraid of something they cannot control.
Tim Vandeveer, Chair, Democratic Party of Hawaii. I think there's a lot of angst and frustration out in the electorate amongst different disparate groups, especially the most vulnerable among us. Our immigrant population, our kupuna, folks who fight for social justice. And we are working right now to organize our party and make sure that our members are engaged and activated and ready for the fight.
I'm Diane Urey. Oh, I'm absolutely thrilled. And when I was in college, Ronald Reagan was our president, and I really feel we have the potential to have another Ronald Reagan now with Donald Trump in office. I just feel like we have a chance to rebuild our country again. I'm very excited.
Sally Lum. I think most Americans, had it been any other, even if they weren't a Republican, would still be honoring the transition of power and so on. But sad to say that this president-elect, he can't get my respect, and this is a frightening person to have in power, and the people he's surrounding himself with are questionable, I guess it's a nice way of putting it.